content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for holding through the breaks. And this is the second hour of the Power Second Hour, the Power Hour. I'm your guest host tonight, Dr. H. Fruot. I'm broadcasting to you live from Utah, from the mountains of the crossroads of the West. I know we've got some callers that are coming on. We definitely will take your calls, but I need to really hit this key point of this David Hurtado interview by my friend Jason Preston. Again, you can go to this. I recommend going to Rumble, and then the Rumble search engine, just go into We Are the People Utah and see the links there. This is just a recently done interview. I was just amazed. I would like to get David Hurtado on my show and interview him with some questions I have, but listen so closely to this next segment, because we need to comment on this, because it's critical right now in the next 6 months. Critical information. Listen up.
Free food, free housing.
You can go to college eventually if you're here. So what they are also told is, you can just go there, and the LDS Church is going to help you, because they're an apolitical organization. They're not going to ask you who you're associated with. They're just going to help you. I'm not criticizing. I'm just stating what they do, which is fine. So this mafia group of people, they bring immigrants here, house them here, and then they tell them, go to this church. This is the word that is going to belong to you. This is the stake that you belong to now. And you can ask them for help. You can ask them for housing. You can ask them for help with the rent, with the food. They're doing that. And I am saying this because I have the knowledge. I know people that have come here and have said, oh, yeah, I was told where to go.
You saw that first.
I know a good chunk of people that are here because, oh, yeah, they told me when I got to the border, you didn't go to Utah.
Cartels. So you have firsthand experience. The cartels are telling people, go to Utah.
With the help of Venezuelan mafia.
With the mafia.
Yeah.
Saying, go to Utah.
Go to Utah. Go to this particular state where the LDS Church is established, because they're going to help you. And you can get a driver's license eventually. And if you stay there long enough, you can even go to college. Right? We have lost that. We're not making this up. This is true.
And you also know that they've been releasing their, open up their prisons.
That is another fact. So I have at home, I was given by a friend in Venezuela, information about a very dangerous individual that was released from a maximum security prison in Venezuela and put into this group of people that were crossing Darien in Panama all the way to the United States. Yep. And he's here in Utah. And I have all of his information. I don't know exactly where he is, but I know everything that he's was in prison for in Venezuela. They're now searching for him in Venezuela, but they're just cleaning their prisons in Venezuela and sending him here. So they're overcrowded. And it's like, you know what? Put them in the buses, send them to Panama, let them go to Mexico. And that's how they're lowering the prison population in Venezuela. So it is true that we are a sanctuary. We might not say, the government might not say, might not like it, but that is true.
The policies in Utah are sanctuary state policies. It is. Which is why we're being flooded by hundreds of thousands of illegals, including illegal criminals in our state. How concerned should people be about some of these people that you know are here?
Very concerned, very concerned. I myself carry a gun all the time, because we're talking about people that are proficient at kidnapping. There's a modality or an option in Venezuela that's being very popularized called express kidnapping. Express kidnapping is an option where you get kidnapped for between 24 and 48 hours. They ask for ransom. You pay them, and then they either let you go or they kill you. Venezuela is notorious for doing this, because with that option of kidnapping, they get quick money, and then they also get to send people, traffic people, to the Colombian guerrillas and get money that way. People that are coming here, and I don't want to say all of them, but a good chunk of them come from that background of express kidnapping. They have the criminal background, very serious criminal background, like the person I have the information for, who dismember people in back in Venezuela. And he was part of one of the biggest gangs in Venezuela, trafficking drugs, trafficking human traffickers as well. And the last I was told is he's here in Utah. Is it working?
So that's the warning, and I can go on. I don't want to take a lot of time, but David Hurtado is here in Utah because he's tracking down those that kidnapped him and making the warning out. Now, what he also says in this interview that's so important to understand, it's not these arch criminals that you have to worry about so much as the organized people that are bringing them in and sending them up in cells across this nation. Now, that's exactly what happened 15, 20 years ago in the European Union. It's exactly the same modus operandi. They don't change it, okay? They keep the same thing going all the time. So that's the message I want to get out loud and clear, is why illegal immigration is so important. A lot of people think, well, it's not that big a thing. We're all a nation of immigrants. America, the Golden Gate Bridge, we're all a nation of immigrants. But here's the point. They do it legally, like David Hurtado has done it legally. He's a citizen. He's naturalized. He knows more about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights than most Americans do. For heaven's sakes, this is what makes America America, is people understanding the freedoms. So you have these literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of criminals, not just from Venezuela, from all across the corridor. This is who's being brought into America, folks. It's not the downtrodden, the poor, the huddled masses yearning to be free. Can I make that very, very clear? And the sad thing is, Kamala Harris knows this. She's not ignorant of this. The borders are open for a reason. I'm telling you what, I know people in Utah that are outspoken, that have been trying to spread the word. They've disappeared. They're gone. They have been stalked by these illegal immigrants. It's amazing what's happening just in Utah and Colorado. Amazing. Amazing. Big apartment, brand new apartment complexes being built. And you go into those apartment complexes and nobody wants to speak to you in English. And they got a lot of tattoos, a lot of self-awareness, the death cult figures all over the place. This is our tax dollars. At the same time, citizens of Utah, white Anglos, are being kicked out of their apartments. I've seen this happen with families. They can't afford to pay the tripling and quadrupling rents. But these illegal immigrants have all of their needs provided for. That's a fact, folks. It's what's happening. We have to stand for this. So we stand up for this. I mean, if Donald John Trump can do one thing, just alert people about what's happening in the criminality of this, the drugs, the human trafficking, the disappearance, as David Hurtado knows for a while, because his story is such, he was kidnapped by these same people. The group that he was kidnapped with, they were all taken out and executed. He was shot twice in the back, but he survived by the grace of God. He shot twice, bam, bam, in his back, and it didn't kill him. But he was out, woke up in the back of in the hospital. It's an amazing story. It's a great story. You got to understand why he's in Utah. and why he's trying to. It's not just a Utah issue. It's a national issue because these criminal cartel individuals are all through America, from New York to Los Angeles and every state in between. So that's the message. We have a caller waiting. Go ahead and we'll take calls, open up and talk about what we discussed in the first hour and this immigration issue. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Hi, Brady. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. You know, I'm a couple hundred miles here from the border by Yuma. I'm actually on the west rim of the Grand Canyon. I've been watching for the last 10 years the invaders crossing over. They're not just from Mexico, like you're saying, but what they're doing a lot, what we're getting a lot that they're doing using Argentina for is they're flying people like Chinese nationals directly into Argentina. They get their citizenship right away when they get into Argentina. They cross through the Darien Gap into the country, into the United States with no problems after they've given their citizenship. This government promotes the destruction of this country. They're looking forward to it. And if you look at what's happening in Britain today, and Tommy Robinson, who's a great rebel there for the cause, they want to throw him in jail just for protesting the Islamification of Europe. They're trying to get rid of the white Christian European male. And what's happening in Britain, and we're right on the doorstep of the same stuff happening here. They know the globalists, when you expose a country's borders and you leave them open to the Muslim invaders, this is what will happen. This has happened many times in history, throughout history, with Christianity and Muslims going at it. They're still at it. We're mortal enemies. So we're never going to be able to overcome all the evil that's on this earth. But this Democrat Party, when they side with evil in every single thing that they've done, can you name one thing that the Democrat Party has done for this country in the last 50 years that has aided this country? I don't know. That's what I get from everybody. I don't know anything. Yet when you hear this so-called Kamala, she wants to say, we can't go back. We can't go back and we're going to win. We got a problem because you saw what happened to every white statue in this country. It's all torn down, busted up. Even Christopher Columbus, Abe Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, and people in this country, the white Christians, people of this country, we are not going to allow this to keep happening.
Well, we have a choice, Brady. We really do. We always have choices. We could either put our head in the sand and act like it's not a big thing, which the vast majority of Americans are doing because, well, they're just trying to make a living, trying to put food on the table. I get that. But, folks, we have an incredibly important next 6 months to a year. I personally think that there's going to be a major war breaking out. I personally think that Donald J. Trump will be able to put this to rest with diplomacy and some place phone calls. I think he'll bring peace for a while. I do think that's going to be all part of the agenda. And people will just, wow, he is the chosen one. He's bringing peace. Folks, don't trust any man. Trust yourself. Trust the Iroquois. And the Cherokee, you stand independent as a free and sovereign individual. And then you unite together. That's the recipe for success. If the colonists in 1776 could do it with 3% of the population, anything's possible. One nation under God. Brady, thank you. That's great. Yeah. And so there in Yuma, golly, you're right there. You're seeing the flow happening. It's all across the points, across the Rio Grande, into Texas, into San Diego, and all of it. It's just, and here's the point: where do these people? How are they transitioned into getting the transportation to all points throughout the U.S.? And that's the key thing David Hurtado is talking about. The LDS Church is doing this. They're matriculating these mafia figures. And I don't say that lightly, because Mormonism is dominant in Utah. Boy, it looks so great at the outside. There's beautiful temples and beautiful church, you know, chapels and meeting houses. I used to be Mormon, fifth generation Mormon. I left because I understood what they were really doing in the Trilateral Commission, and they were absolutely undermining American principles. I knew this 15, 20 years ago, and yet nothing's changed. It's gotten worse. It is the ultimate penultimate wolf in sheep's clothing, as David Hurtado lays out. You got to have a network to bring these arch criminals into bear at different parts of the country. And what better way to do it than under the umbrella of a charitable church organization? That's the big issue here. Oh, my heavens. I could talk for an hour about what I know working with Michael Rupert. Remember Mike Rupert? Crossing the Rubicon, cop versus CIA. He was so-called suicided. So he left a suicide note and popped a cap in his head. No. Mike Rupert was not suicidal. In fact, he says, if I am suicided, you can bet it's the deep state that's done it. He knew it. He was killed anyway. Michael Rupert was exposing this very organized mafia gangs. Mafia gangs going, let's call the Kosher Nidra. Kosher Nidra, Jewish mafia. Folks, that's the kingpin. You have the Mexican mafia, you have the Hispanic mafias that come out. They're organized crime, but the top of the food chain is the Jewish mafia, the so-called Mossad, Kosher Nidra. You ever wonder why, folks, why the world is so diabolically evil? Why so many people like Albert Pike can write letters to Giuseppe Mazzini in the 1870s and outline the vision that Father Lucifer gave him about the three wars coming? Folks, if you've never heard that before, mark that down. I challenge you to read the letter that was written by Albert Pike, the founder of the Ku Klux Klan, one of the grand dragons of all of Freemasonry, and who he's tied to, and writing to Giuseppe Mazzini, the Italian Roman Catholic Jesuit general monarch in Italy. Read the letter. He received this vision from Father Lucifer talking about the three world wars. And the Third World War cataclysm, all of the things leading up to it, is in motion today. Okay? That's the satanic agenda, folks. That's the Luciferian agenda. That's not God's agenda for us. He doesn't want us to go down this road. You ever wonder why the world is so diabolically evil? Why we have this woke agenda? Why we have young kids thinking they have to change their gender? Well, we have Olympic athletes, you know, they say they're boxers, but they're women, and they beat up on other women. Oops. You can't, if you say anything publicly about that, you are a hate monger, and you're going to be sued. And that's what's happening, by the way. You ever heard of this? There's a fellow named Adolfo Nicolas, and there's six. He has six generals underneath him. Adolfo Nicolas. Ever heard of him? I doubt most people have. He is what's called the Black Pope, the Jesuit general. He has six other generals below him. Albert Pike was running to Mazzini, who was one of those generals back in the 1870s. This is, oh my heavens, Dr. Ross attacking Catholics now. No. Catholics, and again, most Jewish people are just people, okay? Catholic people are great, wonderful, they believe in God, they pray to a God, they intercede for the saints. Fine, that they can do that, but at their heart, they're good people. Not the people that's the problem; it's the powers behind the throne. The Black Pope, the Jesuit, this guy is the most evil, satanically driven person. That's one of the ones that's doing this diabolically. Listen, folks. You want to know where the chain of command happens? They actually control the so-called White Pope. They do. Nothing happens. And our White Pope, Pope Francis, he's an ex-Jesuit. He's one of them. Folks, you hear all this stuff. Oh, it's all conspiracy theory. No. Illuminati, Zionism, the globalist elites, the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, Bilderbergs, Freemasons, United Nations. Well, who do you think is in charge of them at the heap? Yeah, flat out is Adolfo Nicholas, the Black Pope. Now, you're not going to hear the mainstream media talking about Black Pope Adolfo Nicholas. You don't. And that's why it's important to talk about it, right? The Jesuit order, the Black Pope, control the Knights Templars, the Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta. And here's the other thing. Check and see who runs the CIA. Who does assassinations worldwide? Who organizes a hit on JFK and the assassins there, multiple assassins, not just a patsy and a school book depository? Who covers it up? Who controls the vice president who comes and takes his oath of office on Air Force One and then proceeds to countermand all of the executive orders that JFK issued on orders of the Federal Reserve? LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson's Jesuit, ladies and gentlemen, an attorney trained in the Jesuit College. Look at this history. He's following their demands. The Jesuit order thought they had Roman Catholic JFK under control, but no. John Fitzgerald Kennedy said, no, I don't. The very word secrecy is repugnant to me. I'm not doing this. I'm breaking free. He realized what I just said in the first hour. If you control and debauch the nation's currency, you cannot hope to be a free nation and a prosperous nation. So what did JFK do? He ordered the U.S. Treasury to issue silver certificates to take away the power of the Federal Reserve and have a Treasury silver-backed $2 bill. And then he stopped any orders from the Federal Reserve to cut back the silver in our coins. That's what happened, folks. That's why he was taken out. The first thing that LBJ did after he took the oath of office, was sworn in, he sat down at Air Force One and signed the executive orders, taking out the executive orders of JFK. And under LBJ's watch, we see that the Coinage Act of 1792 is gutted. No, it is never repealed. LBJ, under the 1792 Coinage Act, should have been arrested, tried, and convicted and hung by the neck until dead or put in an electric chair. He committed high treason against this nation, folks. That's a fact. He's Jesuit. Okay? So we have the CIA, the FBI, the Alphabet Soup Agencies, NSA. Yeah. MI5, MI6, the Brits. All of it. Mossad. Every single intelligence agency in the world, they are Masonic and controlled with the Jesuit order. Oath. They take an oath, folks. You want to know what's wrong with this country? Look deeper. Look at who has loyalty to the Jesuits. Leaders, including Barack Obama. Look at them all. That's the deep state is. They have their loyalties to the Jesuit order. Oh, the media is going to want you to say, well, they're just a religious organization. You can't, you know, be so hate-mongering to point the Jesuits. No, one of the greatest books that I've read in history is the story of Abraham Lincoln as a young attorney. He took a client in, a Father Chiniqui, a Roman Catholic priest named Father Chiniqui. And the book is called The Chiniqui Affair. Father Chiniqui wrote and documented his book. It's a great book to have on your shelves. Okay? The Chiniqui Affair was, here was this Franciscan Roman Catholic priest who was defying, basically giving the finger to the Jesuit overlords. Mm-hmm. Just like JFK did, basically. And so what happened was they tried to frame Father Chiniqui for a heinous crime, and who defended him and who got him off? Abraham Lincoln. So Abraham Lincoln got a target on his forehead for this. I mean, this is an amazing part of the story of Abraham Lincoln. He, during the Civil War, he eventually realized who was behind, who was fomenting the Civil War, the deaths of white Protestants fighting and killing other white Protestants. You ever think about this, folks? Do you realize that here's the federal troops, the Union troops marching under the battle hymn of the Republic, "My eyes have seen the glory, the coming of the Lord," and we're fighting to save this great nation. That's the story, that line they pitched. And yet on the other side of the Mason-Dixon line, we have the great Southern troops under General Robert E. Lee. Who is Robert E. Lee? Very devout Christian. Very devout. You realize he traveled with six or seven pastors, religious clergy, special tent. He never did a battle before going in prayer, asked for divine help in the battlefield. That's General Robert E. Lee, folks. Here we have a Christian, white Christian, General Robert E. Lee, lining up and sending Southern boys into the mouth of Northern Canada. If you're Abraham Lincoln, you're scratching your head saying, what in the world is going on here? See? He penned the Gettysburg Address heading to the Battle of Gettysburg, and he was going to expose the Jesuit order behind this, and he penciled a different, simple, little, more poignant address, the Gettysburg Address, 80, etc., 20 years ago, right? Wow. Abraham Lincoln was getting intelligence from Tsar Nicholas and his network of spies, explaining who was behind this, exposing the Jesuit order, because the Jesuit order had marked Nicholas and the whole family for destruction too. And that's what happened in the Bolshevik Revolution. The whole family was liquidated, okay? And communism ruled the day in Russia, in the Soviet Union was born. History, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't understand it, we're doomed to repeat it. We're going to take a break. We'll come back after these messages. Don't go away.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, cysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
And we're back. Welcome to the final segment of today's Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Dr. H. Rouad. Yeah, we've kind of run the gamut, but I got to, again, focus on why this illegal immigration is so, so deadly. It's got to be the main focus, in my opinion, of we the people have got to say no. Not that we're against immigration. Of course not. I've explained this before. Do it legally. Do it right. Take the classes and courses to understand what America is all about, learn about our constitutional rights, as our friend David said so eloquently. And then we're all brothers and we're great. Now, what's really
in the last segment, I just want to just focus on the whole mantra of the left and Kamala. I shouldn't say Kamala. That's a good ring to it. Kamala Harris. I like that. Kamala, racist. Seen her promoting this just in the recent rally. Signs out. She's all of her supporters, wherever they are, coming forward. Many of them cannot speak English. They're Hispanic or others. Okay, but they many signs. Patriotism is racism. Patriotism, standing for this country, is white nationalism. That's what another word for white nationalism, aka racism. And that's the polarization that the left is wanting to do. And it's nothing. It is nothing new. It's exactly what happened. And it's happening still in the European Union, the 10-nation state. It is not a new thing. In fact, this is exactly the blueprint put out by the gentleman we talked about before. This people, a person nobody already knows about, this Kalergi plan, the Kalergi plan. You had better know about this, folks. Educate yourself. Kalergi, K-A-L-E-R-G-I plan. Learn about who he was in the 1920s, 1930s. He's the architect of this and who he's funded by. Yeah, the Rothschild banking cartel, Rothschild/Rockefeller. And that's the left, folks. That's what we're talking about. Jesuit, yes, absolutely. The left is darkly demonic. They don't want freedom. But so what about this? Patriotism is racism. See how polarizing that is? And you know what's sad is there's a lot of people that are so have such cognitive dissonance, they don't understand what they're saying when they hold up a sign like that. Because it's so deeply flawed logically, okay? They want unlimited immigration. Oh, to build a wall is racist. To protect America, to build walls, that's white nationalism. That's racism. Can't have that. I'm a woke person, they say. I love everybody. I fly a rainbow flag. I'm not homosexual, but I support the homosexual LGBTQ agenda because I'm so loving. I'm a loving person. That's such a deeply flawed because, folks, you're sowing the seeds of your own destruction when you hear that and say that. See, why aren't these self-proclaimed so-called progressives, right, insisting that I don't want to say something that might get in trouble or make the station. Why aren't they demanding the same exact proclaimed progressives in America? Why aren't they demanding that China, Japan, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and African countries? Why aren't they demanding they become multicultural, multiracial societies? We're gonna just. I can't attack Israel because you do that, you're an anti-Semite and you're going to be really sanctioned. But you can't get a citizenship in Israel unless you're a Jew, folks. You understand that? Why don't they attack that? It's a double standard. Well, I'm going to sneak into Israel and live there illegally and get whatever aid I can from the Israeli government. And that ain't happening. The borders are most incredibly controlled there. But I want you to give all the money, give to Israel. And while we open our borders here in America, see, it's such a double standard. It's unbelievable. What about Saudi Arabia? What about Japan? What about China? They can go open the borders to China, go across the Great Wall and the and come in and get established in China? Wrong answer. Think yes. You're wrong, folks. So you see, this is a clue how this is all being is media control programming. It's a double standard. Wait a minute. Patriotism is racism, but I salute China and their totalitarianism. Mm-hmm. You think you can, you know, go into Riyadh or Mecca in Saudi Arabia and establish a refugee camp? Good luck. Good luck. Here's the point. You destroy a country by weakening and by bringing in these agitators. We're not talking just a couple hundred or a couple thousand. We're talking 30 million, ladies and gentlemen. 30 million. And that could be conservative. We see the rolls in 2020, you know, the rolls of registered voters. Who knows? You know, that's how you manipulate the vote scam. Okay. Do we have fair elections in America? Heavens no. Heavens no. We do not. Okay. So we had to be ever vigilant with that as well. Because you see, Stalin said it best, and he said, you know, I don't care who votes, I just care who counts the votes. See, the Soviet bloc dictatorship, they had elections. You know, people don't realize this. Oh, yeah, Soviet Union, the KGB, regulated those elections, but they still had elections. Okay? You have elections in Israel. You know that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was there in 2014 when Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu was running for re-election. But you know what? There was all these pollsters and saying the Jerusalem Hotel, I was amazed to see there's only three channels back in 2014. You have the Jerusalem Hotel, you got ABC, NBC, CBS, basically. You got three channels. And most of them, you know, are speaking in Yiddish and that, some didn't. I was shocked because here's Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, racked with scandals. I mean, the people were fed up with the mafia type scandals that he was fingered in and shown to be a part of. And there was polls that he had maybe 20% approval rating, and abysmal approval ratings. And I was shocked to see, yeah, the Donald. Multiple on all three stations, the Donald John Trump doing commercial ads for the reelection of his good friend Bibi Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, what in the world is a billionaire Donald Trump doing promoting? I was shocked in 2014. But it's true, folks. Netanyahu was reelected by the same electronic voting machines that we see employed in America. Isn't that just interesting? See, I submit there's no elections. There are C-lections. And who controls the C-lections? I just told you in this last segment. It's really the Jesuit structure. I mean, this is the powers that be. You call them Jesuits, the Society of Jesus, they call themselves, but it's really more than that. It's darkly demonic, satanic control. That's what it is. They don't want people to be free. They don't want you to exercise your First Amendment rights. That's why they have censorship. That's why there is controls placed through fusion centers to monitor everything set. This 2-hour power hour, this 2-hour show, I guarantee you I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, it's being monitored by the NSA through the internet networks. Do I care? No. It is what it is. But because of its content, I guarantee you that another strike against Dr. Truat as a definitely out of control domestic terrorist, a white nationalist supremacist. That's him. That's what I mean. That's my profile, folks. Hey, for those listening in of the data collection centers, I hope you learned something today. I'm just telling you the truth. It's vexatious to those who have made lies their refuge. Truth never is popular to those who have sucked in and embraced the lie to the degree, the lie of the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Harrises of the world. I mean, useful idiots. That's Kabbalah. Kabbalah Harris. I mean, she just, it's all popular. Is my makeup just right? Is my hair just done just perfectly? I'm not going to talk debate. Mr. Musk can go pound sand. I don't want to be on his show. He's a disinformation spewer. He invited her. Yeah, he did. It's an open invitation, Kamala. I'll have the same conversation. Let's see if she has even 1,000. I don't know. Maybe she will. People might just tune in and say, well. And I guarantee you, Mr. Musk will be polite. He won't denigrate her. I just want to get her view. But what's she going to say? When you press her for intellectual comment, She starts rambling like she's on drugs. I mean, she's like, what? This is our choice? And what is concerning? Perhaps the polls are just nonsense. I don't know. But to have even 5% of people saying they're going to vote for Kamala is like an indictment on the brain power of America. I mean, come on, really. Patriotism? Mm-mm. Not politically correct. You start talking about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, these inalienable rights that was, again, modeled from our Native American sovereigns. Our sovereign nation, the Cherokee Nation, the Iroquois Confederation, hats off to them. I mean, that's what it's about. Whoa, can't talk about that. It's racism. Look, I don't care if your skin is yellow, brown, or black, or pure white as driven snow. If you speak the truth, I'll salute you. It's not about race and color of the skin. It's about truth, ladies and gentlemen. And see, that's the double standard, the big lie. The progressives out there. Holy mackerel, we can't have guns. David Hurtado said it best. He says, the big reason why Venezuela went down the tubes, down the sewer so rapidly, because we did not have guns. The people, the majority of the people, wants these freedoms. They understand the need to protect the rights to speak and have the freedom to express themselves, but they had no way to defend themselves. They had no ability. They can't really. I guess they can try using a pitchfork or farm implement, but again, it doesn't do any good with you have an M15, pointing at your head. Keep our guns. That's David's big message. Keep your guns and exercise the right to carry. You don't want to go out and shoot people on the rooftop or shoot at people. I call it what it was, folks. In my book, that July 13th incident was a false flag of the highest order. It was orchestrated. There had to be somebody killed or somebody wounded to make it real, but to have to believe for 1 minute that this sniper wasn't watched by the Secret Service anti-assassination team. You can bet they were. In fact, they were notified. There were people minutes before, he's got a gun. People on the ground were seeing it. You can't tell me that's not being monitored by the Secret Service, which are professionals. But they were ordered to stand down. This is, see, whoa. And I submit, if this was an assassination attempt, it would have been successful. Not a, he wouldn't have missed 130 yards, no matter what it says about turning his head. I don't buy that. It just simply doesn't make sense to me. So, what's the agenda? Am I saying that I'd rather see Kamala Harris as president? Heavens no, folks. Heavens no. I'm just saying, look at who Donald is. Look at how he comes to power. Have your eyes open. Even a King Nimrod or a Nebuchadnezzar can be used by the God in heaven to do some things. And so, fine, he's a billionaire, made his money out of Atlantic City, New Jersey casinos, which are regulated by the Kosher Nidra, you know, the Jewish mafia that's ahead of the Jesuits, ultimately. They, oh, you think, well, wait, Jesuits are Roman Catholic. No, no, no. They wear skullcaps. They're Kosher Nidra. That's the top of the food chain, ladies and gentlemen. Gosh. Take a deep breath. It's what it is, okay? Will Trump and second Trump administration bring peace? Probably will. He's much better equipped to do it than this nonsense that we have right now. Fine nonsense. We know this. But I just, the fact of the matter is, folks, please don't hate me for saying this, but the entire political system is skewed. And I say skewed, I should say screwed. Because it's just a big counterfeit coin. We don't have a choice, really. And where are you going to bring other candidates in from the control of the Senate or other? All of Washington's system is flat out busted, folks. We the people have got to stand and say we have to have a better structure than this. It shouldn't be billionaires, okay, running the show. I'm a conservative, white nationalist. I admit it, but I try to be rational and logical in my assessments, folks. If you haven't seen this documentary by the Scottish television producer, you should. It's called "You've Been Trumped Too." You should just Google it up. "You've Been Trumped Too." It's not political. It's not left versus right. It's taking a really good snapshot, a candid snapshot of the power behind this billionaire Donald Trump and how he just looks at his nose at the small people. Okay? The battle over what happened in his building his executive golf course there in Scotland and how he cut the water off vindictively to an elderly lady and her family. And the rationale used, I mean, that's unconscionable. You've got billions, Mr. Trump. Show some Christian compassion and let this family have their water flowing. It's small change, sir. Oh, man. That is the true Donald Trump, folks. Look beyond this. Look at who he really is. This man brought us a lot of the problems during, you know, that we're facing with COVID. He didn't fire arch Jesuit Anthony Ferret Face Fauci. Now, did he? No, he was right promoting everything he said. Mask up. I'm going to run this pandemic because why? The overlords, the Jesuits said it has to happen. Event 201 in October in New York City, ladies and gentlemen. Look who attended it. Look who planned this whole thing. You've never heard of Event 201 check it out. The World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, The Great Reset. This is what it's all about. They planted in October 2019. Event 201. Probably never. Most people have heard about it, forgotten about it by now. Yeah. So Fauci, oh, and by the way, as a side note, newsflash, Anthony Fauci. What this is almost too funny. This is again put out by Gateway Pundit. I love the Gateway Pundit headlines. This was just yesterday in the afternoon. Ridiculous. Anthony Fauci catches COVID again. And puts out a public call for America to mask up. And he admits in his press, this guy, this is the ultimate ferret face to me. I mean, sorry, is it wrong to call him ferret face Fauci, the Jesuit? He is Jesuit, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. Huge. It's amazing. He brags that he's taken he's had six, count them, six vaccinations. How much you want to bet he got the saline solution version? But it is what it is. Folks, we're out of time. Thanks for listening. Stand up against illegal immigration, anything that takes away and erodes your First Amendment and Second Amendment rights. Those are very important. That's the message. God bless. Thanks for listening. We'll talk later. Bye-bye.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.